flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. Steve Geller, Mike D'Attelier, Deuce McAllister, broadcasting live from the Morio Convention Center. The host committee is Media Center right here on Radio Wero, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. And gentlemen, we got a little bit of breaking news in the black and gold world. Saints are losing another assistant coach. Joe Woods is headed to the Raiders. Joining from the black and gold to the silver and black.
Yeah, and he's, I think it's senior defensive assistant is what they're saying. And he joins, Deuce and I were talking about this, Patrick Graham, who was there last year.
Yeah, he was there last year. He was with Antonio Pearson. I think, actually, he was there.
He's
been
there
before as well. And so Patrick has been held over for a few staffs. And Coach Joe Woods going out there. I'll be intrigued to see who all they keep with Coach Pete Carroll's staff.
Yep.
I don't know if he will have any say, because I know Marvin Lewis was out there on that staff originally with Graham, but I don't know if that was because of Antonio or not. But you know, he'll be able to help. And I don't know. I know Joe was there 1 year. I mean, a couple of years with the Raiders previously, mm-hmm. and I don't know if this is like a second stint or third stint with the Raiders as far as coaching those guys.
Deuce, it'll be announced tonight the next members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and you've been around two guys that.
Yep.
Got a real good shot. One.
Three.
Eli Manning first, ask you about. Teammates at Ole Miss, and so your thoughts on Eli.
Love him as a person. Love him as a player. And, you know, he is not going, and it's no knock against Peyton, but Peyton is the all film. I am, hey, you know, no joking, no playing. We're here to work. We're here to do. It's everything is by the book. Eli is like, hey, we can do our work, but we're going to have fun as well. And he makes you want to relax. He makes you want to be able to say, that's my quarterback. I'm going to go out there and play for him. And so up for the Hall, first time, Super Bowl winner twice, tremendous person, tremendous player. The knock that Eli will get on him is if he doesn't get in the first time is because, man, look at his record. Look at it. You can't just be a gamer. The guy won 2 Super Bowls.
Well, and look who he beat in those Super Bowls.
I don't think that they will account that you beat Brady and stop the undefeated season.
Come on,
you
right?
Know, I don't think that will come into account. I think they will look more so at look at the record, look at the interceptions thrown. You know, or he didn't do X, Y, Z, and that's it's probably unfortunate. But he will be a Hall of Famer. Whether it's first ballot or not, he will get into the Hall of Fame.
Jarre Evans, I told this to Steve. Haven't watched Saints since I was a kid when it first started. I was 7 years old when this team started up. Other than Willie Rofe, mm-hmm. Jarre, he's the best offensive lineman, other than Willie, to be on this football team.
So if Jarre played left tackle, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But right tackle.
Interior guard.
Right tackle. Yeah. First ballot, maybe second ballot, Hall of Fame at tackle. But Jarre played guard. And they look at it as like, is he really making an impact? I can tell you, for me, he made an impact. If you ask number nine, Drew Brees, he made a pretty good impact. And so it's really the position. It's not the player. I mean, if you go and look, and that's another thing. Well, what did he do? He was a blocker. Did he make All-Pro?
Yep.
Did he make the Pro Bowl? Yep. Was he an All-Decade team?
Yep.
Yep. So why is he not a Pro Bowl first ballot? Well, because we got these quarterbacks that he's going to go up against, and, you know, we need to get those guys in. And so his will become a numbers game and then a position. But he, too, is another Hall of Famer. And I just don't know with the guys that he is up against if he gets in this year. And that's the same with Eli.
Yeah.
And the other guy that that's in that situation came out the same year I did is Reggie Wayne. Reggie, tremendous player. Peyton's other receiver. You know, you talk about Marvin Harris, the other guy that was over there, Reggie Wayne. Did unthinkable things in college and down at the Miami. U in Miami. And, I mean, just tremendous, tremendous player. And now, you know, he's in the coaching world. I know he was with Indianapolis coaching, you know, receivers. And Reggie's going to be in the same situation. And it'll be just because, well, how many Pro Bowls did he have? Was it because Peyton Manning was the quarterback, and he just had the passing offense, and he got all those touchdowns or looks because of that? And so he's going to be in a numbers game, but Reggie's a Hall of Fame player as well.
You think about with Reggie, and you watch it on film, all these defensive backs bailing out because, man, he could run
a
route.
Speed.
Oh, and then his speed afterwards.
And then it's the change of ability. And, you know, Marvin was more of the smaller, hey, I'm going to work the seams. I'm going to find the soft spot. Reggie was tall. I call it lanky, but, you know, tall, slender, could blow by you with the speed. But then once he got his hands on it, good night.
And the other thing, too, is when he get out of a cut and a break, no lost speed.
Nope. In and out, just in and out, the chains, dropping the hips, being able to change directions, and, you know, he's got good size. We're not talking about a guy that's 5'10".
Yeah.
Reggie was probably easy, you know, anywhere 6 foot, 6'2", easy. I mean, and that's just with ease, and so he's a bigger receiver, and, you know, all of those guys are deserving to be in.